Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Hello and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly podcast where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and the supernatural. And this is our final podcast of 2019.
Wow.
We've been doing this for over a year.
Over a year now.
How many episodes? What's this, 57, 58, 59?
59, 60, something like that.
Something like that.
This is our second Christmas themed podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we looked at the weird French Santa guy.
Yes.
Who was like...
Cooks people into...
That's right.
Cooks children.
Yeah. Into pots or something. Very strange. Yeah. And this year, Alex, what do you want to look at?
Well, I mean, I wanted to carry on with this theme of looking at weird Christmas urban legends. And what is it about Christmas that there's Krampus, there's like these creepy stories of... You know, it's supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be a fun time. Why are there these weird, creepy stories about people that cook children into meals?
What was the one from? Is it from Holland? Peter?
Or Black Peter.
Was that Holland?
Mm. Yeah, I think. Yeah. One of the places that he's in.
There was some weird stuff going around Christmas.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Always very strange.
But no, I wanted to take a look at Iceland's weird traditions, which is involves Grúla and the Yule lads.
Yule lads.
I love that. The Yule lads.
Well, lads. There's actually an Icelandic Christmas tradition in this week's quiz for me. There's one that's there. It's not that one, though, because I did read about that one. It's one that's very similar. I think I put it in.
I have to double check.
I think it's in the quiz.
Might have an advantage.
You might.
And before we get onto your quiz to end the episode, I want to just have a little bit of review of recent news about Krampus.
Oh, recent news about Krampus.
Yeah, in Austria. So from one weird Christmas tradition to another to a Christmas quiz.
Dark light.
Yeah,
and I'm excited for that news. What? Like he doesn't exist? Is that?
Oh no, Alex, can't spoil the story. Breaking news: Krampus doesn't exist.
Oh,
okay.
So shall I talk about Grúla?
No,
Grúla.
No, do please.
Never mind. Let's move on.
How can I just spell it?
It's G R Y L A with an accent over the Y. Grúla. Grúla.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure on the pronunciation.
Yes.
But yeah. So, while over here in the UK and in America, the risk of getting coal in your stockings is enough to make kids behave and be good, for the most part.
In theory.
The risk of Iceland, coal.
In Iceland, parents go to much darker places to garner good behavior. Or at least they used to, anyway.
Okay.
So this was in the 1600s. Oh. Icelandic boys and girls would have been told about a woman named Grúla, who lived in the mountains with her aging husband and her 13 sons.
13?
13 sons.
That's unlucky.
A.K.A. the Yule lads.
Yule lads. The most notorious gang in Iceland. Yeah. The Yule lads.
The Yule lads.
Yule lads. Yeah. Were they all lads? Yeah, they all sons.
Yeah, 13
all
sons. Sons, yeah.
And they all had weird names as well, so that their names were like Spoon Licker, Window Peeper, Meat Hook...
These definitely. I mean, we talked about Urban Dictionary briefly last week, but
Stubby,
Meat Hook,
Stubby.
I mean, Gully Gawk.
I feel like these names are characteristic.
Oh, that's a shame.
Personality traits, right, in their names.
Yeah. It's definitely Spoon Licker.
Spoon Licker.
I know a few Spoon Lickers.
What's wrong with licking a spoon?
If you, it's true, actually. You know, yeah.
Context, I guess.
Someone's bowl licker. So, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. You what would like you rather be?
Just hungry boys. Just thorough hungry boys.
I mean, licking a spoon is definitely less of an issue than licking a bowl, right? You lick a bowl, everyone's a bit like, what are you doing? But licking a spoon, you can do that.
Worst thing about licking a bowl is that it always gets on your chin.
Mm. Yes,
it's true. You can't neatly lick a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a bit sad, really, that that's your most defining characteristic. He licks bowls.
Without a bowl, what am I?
So these were the Yule lads, and they also lived with a giant black cat called the Yule Cat.
Mm.
They're very creative with their names.
They're quite good, yeah.
Gruula was hideous. She was half ogre, half troll, and she had hooves, horns, and 15 tails.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and a large warts all over her nose.
Oh, poor woman.
Oh, well, I mean...
Poor ogre troll.
Don't say that. Don't speak too soon.
Not just yet, yeah.
Since they lived in the mountains, they didn't have many options when it came to what to have for dinner. So she would send the Yule lads into town, where they would snatch unruly children and bring them back to be cooked in a stew.
There's a town. Where surely, have we heard that? Surely you can get something else. There's a town.
Just nip into the store, yeah.
So now we just get some.
This is an interesting pattern here, isn't there, with these cooking dark children Christmas stories. Yeah. Yeah. Children behave or you'll be taken away at Christmas time and put in a stew.
Mm. Yep.
And the Yule cat only ate once per year. Can you guess when? When it ate?
Christmas time.
It was.
Yeah.
And the cat would wait until he could watch children unwrap their gifts at Christmas, and then he would eat anyone who didn't receive a piece of clothing.
Yes.
So if you didn't get clothes for Christmas, the Yule cat would come and eat you. Yeah. Now, that one's a bit random.
An Icelandic tradition that you're meant to be given clothes before Christmas Eve. Mm. If you don't get any, the Yule cat will come and get you.
That's harsh. I mean, that's interesting sociologically, because obviously that suggests, you know, in medieval times, a priority was basic needs, such as clothing, Christmas time. I suppose winter months, it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
New clothing is ideal as a gift, and particularly for poor, ordinary people. Mm. Who don't have riches to give and don't have particularly material desires. They just need material to keep themselves warm.
Indeed.
Very true.
But if you're really poor, though, you just get punished. Damn Yule cat.
Did you get any clothes for Christmas? Really you didn't get anything. Yeah. Well, the cat's going to come and eat
good
you.
Luck. Yeah. Good luck surviving.
All the merchants, all the clothes makers at Christmas time are just like peddling this myth.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there was also something, you know, because Iceland's really cold, and these stories are essentially trying to encourage children to have good behavior and to change, alter their behavior, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that could be like put loads of clothes on because it's winter.
maybe
up warm kind of thing.
The uncovered Yule cat. If you don't buy the uncovered merchandise, the Yule cat would come and eat you.
Yeah. Now, this is the interesting part of the story for me. In 1746, Icelandic youngsters were so terrified of being eaten, they wouldn't leave their homes. So, the government stepped in and put a ban on using Gruula as an intimidation tactic.
Wow.
What, how insane is that?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The government stepped in to like, okay, come on guys, chill out.
Mm. Wow.
There's not an ogre living in the mountains, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
So since then, the ogress and her brood cleaned up their images, and now Gruula sends her sons into town 13 days before Christmas, and they're instructed to spread joy rather than fear.
Oh.
So she's traded in the stew. I don't know what they're eating now, but...
I feel like this fundamentally undermines the any plausibility behind the myth, if they've just completely changed it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We were eating children, but now we're just being nice. Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting. Yeah,
that's really interesting.
It's also like, I've never heard of any kind of situation where a government stepped in to squash a...
Imagine if in America they stepped in to ban the boogeyman.
With the clown... you know people going out hunting clowns?
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
There's definitely local governments were like, please don't go out on the streets at night trying to hunt down people dressed as clowns because you'll end up hurting someone who's doing Halloween.
What they should have done was ban the clowns.
Yes.
That's the safest option.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess they kind of stepped in, but it wasn't like...
But also, even that, the people were dressing up as clowns and going out and scaring people.
Yes.
So at least they existed. You know? It's like an urban legend.
Yeah. I guess that is a bit different, yeah.
I bet you...
Imagine just banning Bigfoot.
I bet the church was involved in that decision. What, 1746, did you say?
Yeah.
I bet you the church was involved. Like, the Bishop of Iceland, whatever his name is, would have been like, people believe too much in this very non-Christian thing.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the political angle of saying, well, they're scaring the children too much, it's getting silly, so you gotta ban it.
Possibly. I could understand them doing that. I mean, they went mental about Harry Potter, didn't they? So
that's true.
Think about Gruula, no chance of surviving the church.
Yeah.
But what's the analogy there? So in America, what was it, in the southern states, wasn't it, where they were like, oh, Harry Potter is banned because it's...
My local church, they got really uppity about it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
but I mean,
Harry Potter, really?
Yeah,
but people didn't believe Harry Potter was real, except for the people who wanted to ban it, right? Whereas this is the opposite. where the people who don't believe Grulla is real want to ban it because other people do believe it's
real.
Ah,
yes, I see what you mean.
People are too afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you've overstepped it now. Kids aren't leaving the house. They're terrified.
They're not giving to the church while we're not leaving the houses. Yeah.
They're not going to work in the mines. They don't have mines, I guess.
Do they have mines?
In
Iceland?
I'm guessing not. It's all volcano.
Geothermal energy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you mining the geothermal energy? Stand on that geyser and wait.
But there's loads of these different Christmas traditions all around the world. These weird, scary figures at Christmas who eat children and cook them into stews. I find it bizarre, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's such a magical, wholesome, fun family time of the year.
Make sure you're good, otherwise this will come and get you.
Yeah,
it's just it's a tactic, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Krampus. Have you seen, on a bit of a tangent, have you seen the Krampus episode of Inside Number 9?
No.
Oh, it's guys, good. Watch it. When we're all set up back upstairs out of the bunker,
I'll put it on
and we'll have a watch because it's very good. It's super dark, though, the end of it. I won't give anything away.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
If you guys at home, if you watched it, it's wicked.
It's a BBC show for anyone listening.
You've never seen Inside Number 9?
No.
Oh, it's the best. It's so good. Series 5 coming next year.
Series 5?
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's But with a lot of these dark traditions, they clearly speak to the pre-Christian celebrations around Christmas time, right? You know, particularly, it seems like pre-Christian traditions were a little bit darker.
Hmm.
You know, and it's interesting to think, a bit like Grulla or Grilla, however you say her name, the way that's changed to be nice so that people can accept and tolerate it in the modern age makes you think that as capitalism has developed, the incentive to be good has changed, hasn't it? So it's gone from being be good or you'll be eaten by a monster to be good or you won't get presents.
Yeah, you just get a lump of coal.
Yeah.
It's true.
Interesting. Because, I mean, once upon a time, a lump of coal would have been pretty good.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Eating for the family.
Poor
for the
family
year.
Would have liked a lump of coal. Yeah. But it seems like the emphasis now is just like, you won't get anything nice unless you were a good child.
I mean, the thing is, like, Grulla is still kind of like an ogre troll.
Yeah.
It's like, she's just nice now. So, but there's still that remnant. It makes you look at Santa in a different way. It's like, you know, he was just a guy who'd break into your house.
Yeah, Grulla was evil, like actually evil. Now she's just misunderstood.
Mm. God.
Yeah.
It's the Disney reboot.
Frozen 3.
Live action remake. What do you guys at home think? Please let us know. What's your favorite dark Christmas tradition?
Krampus is probably the most popular one. It's risen
it's
to
up
the
there
top
for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely definitely up there. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But before we do, YouTube comments?
Yeah.
Collect. Yeah.
So I've got a comment on our latest podcast, and this was referring to I think one of the questions in the quiz regarding the first ever Christmas card. And someone said Old Fart Gamer said, as a point of interest, my ancestor was commissioned to design the first Christmas card, John Calcott Horsley. I don't know if that's John Calcott Horsley, and by chance also designs the first prepaid envelope too. His sister was married to Isambard Kingdom Brunel. And then great channel guys, long time viewer. So that
I'm sure they'll be proud of you, old fart gamer.
A really interesting family backstory. Love to
that's
hear
fascinating. More fascinating. Yeah, please tell us more. And thank you as well for watching the channel all this time. Yeah. It's good to have you.
Indeed.
That's amazing. And what are the coincidences, the chances of that happening? That's crazy.
I just thought that was a bit different from most of the comments.
I love that kind of thing because it's too easy to forget that there's always somebody behind everything. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Somebody had to design the first copy of the Bible that was mass produced.
Exactly, you forget
about that. You say, somebody had to.
Someone did it.
Yeah. Good connection. Right, I've got one from Otranius Rex.
Nice.
This is on the our video about which one was the title? Kentucky Meat Shower Mystery Stories from the Bunker, episode 58. That was last week's one. Last week's one as well. So this week's must be 59.
Yeah, 59.
And and they say, I think the aliens were stealing cows, got caught by a farmer, so they take off like a bat out of hell. Forget their invisibility shield, slam into a flock of vultures who just ate. They freak out and start puking and scrambling, get out of the way of the spaceship, and bam, meat shower.
Yeah.
So
that was good. I thought that was going somewhere else. Yeah. But
I mean, I think if we adopt the principle of Occam's razor, then it's clearly that is the most logical,
likely,
simple solution.
I love that the aliens are frightened of a farmer as well. They've just kidnapped an entire herd of cows, and they're scared of a farmer.
He's on to us.
Seems legit to me.
I like it.
Oh, it's good. That was a very good one. I've got a comment from our last video, which was a Mystery Files, which was about Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
We tried to summon her. If you haven't watched it, go and check it out.
We did indeed.
Successfully, as well.
Yeah, we are now dead.
And there's quite a few comments on that. A lot of people talking about their own experiences with Bloody Mary, and some people talking about different ways to perform the ritual, which we didn't do, which kind of makes sense because one of the points we talked about in the video was the fact that there seems to be no set way to try to summon Bloody Mary.
People have different. Yeah, I think it's like a regional thing. Some people spin around.
Oh, really?
And like look at the mirror while they're chanting her name. Yeah, it's we didn't do any.
There's
of that.
So many different ways to do it. Well, Lauren Lung commented, "Demons."
That's it.
That was it. That was all we got from Lauren.
That's a great comment.
I just demons. Thought, thank you.
I mean, got bored of writing the comment after that, or just demons in general?
Yeah. Is that a warning? Is that was something happened to you?
Are you
Lauren?
Okay?
Why is he writing that comment?
Point. Or was she referring to us as demons?
Oh, she might be talking about us. We're demons.
Oh yeah.
Is it panicked demons or is it angry demons?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is it kind of happy?
Yeah.
Demons.
There we go. So
all the like bizarre comments we get. Yeah. Ones that just are just like one word, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Always I find the funniest. It's just because someone typed it out. But yeah, I mean, I hope you're okay. Get back in touch. Let us know.
Yeah.
What happened with the demons?
If you know what you were thinking when you typed that, please let us know. Either in comments on YouTube or contact us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm at All Time Robin.
At All Time Martin.
I'm at Alex Brown ATC. I still need to change that.
Almost. Yeah. Almost close. Yeah.
I have some news about Krampus.
What's the latest?
The latest.
What's he up to now?
So we know that Krampus has risen in popularity, as you mentioned, in recent years. Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon it's kind of a... in relation to Halloween rising in popularity, it's kind of dark.
People like that alternate thing, don't they? Yeah, there must be a connection, maybe.
I mean, there was that Krampus film that came out a few years
that's
ago.
That's definitely had an impact. Yeah.
Which is rubbish.
I've heard, haven't seen it. I'm not a massive horror.
The Krampus,
did you
the
not
Krampus
like
film.
It?
Who is that film for? It's not like funny, but despite having
for
comedy,
you and me.
Despite having comedy actors in it, and it's not scary. I don't. What's it trying to be?
I can't remember what he's done since, but I think the director has failed to make. I think he did Godzilla, King of the Monsters, actually.
Oh, really?
I think it's the same director.
Oh, okay.
And that movie is a confused film. I doesn't know who it's for, but Krampus.
I enjoyed
Krampus.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, but as probably everyone listening or watching us knows, that Krampus is like basically looks like the devil. It's a goat on its hind legs with giant horns, and it originates from Central Europe in one of the Germanic countries. Nobody knows exactly where it comes from, but it's particularly spread these days from Austria, Germany, that southern German border. And there's a tradition in those areas of South Germany and Northern Austria to every Christmas time they have a big kind of Krampus fest where men will dress up as Krampus and in pretty impressive costumes as well. They've got like these really ornate wooden masks, solid wooden masks, with giant horns. Yeah.
It's
and terrifying things. Yeah. And they wear full body fur costumes and they go,
"You have to be a man.
You have to be a man."
Really?
I don't know if they've changed it, but like traditionally the men dress up as Krampus.
Okay.
Yeah. And they'll walk around with, I think, birch branches. And they'll chase children.
Whipping the children. I mean, it's obviously probably not allowed to anymore.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
It's frowned upon.
So I think traditionally they do just chase the children because traditionally Krampus is some kind of demon who will take naughty children again.
Yeah.
I think if you're just unlucky to be wandering about on Christmas night, Krampus will find you, put you in his sack, or beat you, and then either...
A bundle of sticks.
Yeah. He either will take you back to his lair and eat you, or will throw you in the river whilst you're in the sack, and you're just drowned.
Eaten alive or drowned.
Yeah, it's nasty, isn't
it? Great options.
What do you choose?
eaten alive or drowned. I think, maybe drown, eaten alive.
Just, in a sack as well. I don't know. Does that make it worse? Know. Probably not.
I feel like because you know it's happening, right? And you know that if you weren't in the sack, you could probably swim.
Yeah.
A drown would probably take, it wouldn't take as long, right? Eaten alive. It depends. If he's using like...
Yeah.
Big gnashers. Yeah, if you're using knife and fork, no way, mate. Knife and fork. Yeah, be aged. I'm just going to have a break for a bit. Like, come on, just eat me now. I'm dying. But drowning, at least, you'd be dead in maybe a few die. Minutes.
Anyway, sorry for derailing the story.
No, that's all right. Well, it's just the thing about... So this tradition of gangs, I mean, sometimes hundreds in some of these villages, of people dress up and they'll have these big parades down the street where they pretend to chase people and scare the little kids. But it's getting out of hand. These festivals are getting bigger and bigger. More people are turning up. More people are turning up drunk.
As Krampus. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and what's happened in Austria in particular, they celebrate the Krampus Fest from mid-November to early December. And I think traditionally in Germany it's the 5th of December is like their Christmas Eve. And they celebrate it on the 6th.
It's a long Christmas Eve.
So on most places, I think, most places, the 5th of December is when they have these Krampus Fests.
Oh, they celebrate Christmas on the 6th?
Yeah.
In Germany?
Yeah.
What?
I think so.
I never knew that.
They certainly do the Krampus thing at the beginning of December. Okay. But Krampus is tied to Christmas.
Yeah.
And what they have, they've got this growing problem of people dressed as Krampus acting drunk and hurting people. Yeah.
The big horns.
So you've got
falling over and stabbing someone by mistake.
For example, in Carinthia, which is in Austria, I think, one person was hit in the face with a birch branch. An 11-year-old child was left with a bloody cut on their thigh from being attacked by being chased by the Krampus people. Two firefighters were set upon by a gang of Krampuses and beaten up.
Oh, my God.
A gang of Krampuses.
Yeah.
I just had an image of two drunk Krampuses just brawling in the street on the floor.
No, yeah, it's getting worse.
This is killer clown craze, but 2019, it's now Krampus.
It kind of, yeah. And it's happening in Italy as well, because in northern Italy, on the border with Austria, they have similar celebrations.
Those masks are terrifying, though. Like, if someone's running after you, and they're drunk, it's scary. You're like, that's not good, is it?
No.
It's not fun.
And the sad thing is that for a few years now, authorities have tried to minimize the potential damage by, for instance, banning alcohol.
Yeah.
Saying, if you're going to be Krampus, you can't be drunk. And just generally having guidelines, just saying, don't hit people. Like, chase them. Yeah. You chase them by all means, but don't hit them.
It will be classed as assault.
Yeah, exactly. And there's actually kind of Krampus societies. So this is where it gets interesting to me. So you've got like official... amateur organizations of people who, like societies, people will join to dress up as Krampus and do the Krampus parade. Mm-hmm. But they're like the official ones who are like, we're responsible, we don't get drunk, we have rules about how we treat people, we don't use real birch branches, or if we do, we definitely don't hit people with them. Like, we're the responsible ones. But there's nothing, especially when everyone's dressed up and wearing a mask, there's nothing to stop all the ragtag young men just getting drunk, turning up and doing their thing. One of the leaders of one of these amateur organizations for Krampus is quoted as saying, if large groups of young men in masks roam the streets on any other night of the year, the police will be called out in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
But on Krampus night, in an anonymous collective, we're all willing to do things they wouldn't normally do.
Anonymity, isn't it? Wearing a mask.
Do. Just like the internet. It's,
but it is like the killer clown craze when that happened and the organization of clowns said they're ruining it. Our profession.
Yeah, people are like, I'm going to go out on the street and shoot clowns. And it's like, you might shoot the wrong clown.
Yeah.
You might shoot one of the people who are professional clowns. An angry man in a mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, also, your image, the image of clowns is beyond saving now, you know, like as in...
There wasn't much to save for quite a while, right?
Yeah, they were already quite scary,
I mean, they were saying, like, oh, they've tarnished the good image of clowns. It's like, I think Stephen King ruins that already.
It's like one of the most common phobias, isn't it, after, like, spiders and heights.
But how do you think... we didn't actually... plan this at all, but like your story, Alex, I think ties into this story.
How the government got involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Do you think it might happen? It sounds like it might have to happen.
Krampus is going to go through an image
rehabilitation.
He's going to be a good guy this time next year.
Yeah. I imagine there'll be an epicenter for this trouble and they'll crack down in those towns and villages and cities.
But there's an interesting theory in the news as well, put forward by people about why it's getting out of hand. Just wondering, what are your thoughts? Why do you think it's getting out of hand?
I mean, I feel like Krampus is just becoming more popular.
Right.
I think, I think it's becoming more mainstream to know who Krampus is. And I guess if festivals grow, don't they?
Yeah.
I think there's something to do with the anonymity aspect. The more people you have, the more likely that some of those people are going to be wrong-uns.
I was also saying that the increase in wanting to prank, especially online. I mean, Krampus is quite a visual thing to show online, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got a picture of you dressed up as Krampus on Instagram. People are like, oh.
Oh, man, yeah. That's a good point.
Great makeup, great mask kind of thing.
That's a good point.
That's not blaming the internet as such, but just in culture in general, it's like moving more towards that, with Halloween especially becoming way, way more popular. The increase in horror films around Christmas as well has become like a massive... I mean, it's been there for a while, probably the last 30,
but it seems to have reached a new,
a
new height.
Yeah, but probably that. Point, What about you?
Well, the theory put forward by people in Austria about what's going on encompasses everything you said. Everything you just said, I think, makes perfect sense. But they also make the point that traditionally, I say traditionally, I mean, I guess it's a relatively recent tradition, Krampus is St. Nicholas's companion.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the evil companion. So traditionally, you have a few villages with these small-scale Krampus celebrations where someone or some people would dress up as Krampus, but in a small village is not going to get too out of hand. But also Krampus is just the companion to St. Nicholas in these traditions, who punishes the bad kids. Whereas all these big Krampus fests, there's no Santa.
No, true.
You've only got the evil. You
only got the evil guy. And he was there's this theory that it's getting out of hand in Austria and northern Italy and southern Germany, because Santa's been removed from the equation. So they're responsible. But he means this in a literal sense, as in people traditionally, there would be a Santa.
With them, with everyone.
There's someone dressed as Santa. So even if the person playing Krampus got a little bit out of hand, you'd literally have the Santa holding chains around the Krampus's neck, don't chase the kids. You're going a bit too far.
Yeah.
Which I found quite interesting.
Come on, you're embarrassing me in front of the kids.
That kind of thing.
Can you have a shower?
You're a state.
So it's that good cop, bad cop thing, almost. Yeah. He's saying traditionally you'd have this on a much smaller scale. You'd have someone who's literally being the sensible Santa and someone who's being the playful, mean Krampus. Mm. But now, for whatever reason, Santa's gone.
So they're both in character. That's just a bad character now.
But he didn't say... There was no explanation as to why Santa's disappeared from the celebrations, which I thought was quite interesting.
It's not as cool as it's dressed up as Santa, as it's
not as cool. Which kind of goes into what you were saying about recent trends in pop culture, with people obviously have abandoned Christian traditions, particularly around Christmas time, a lot.
Figurehead Santa.
Yeah, for a long time now. And now they're people more interested in Halloween pagan stuff, and that kind of pre-Christian and almost anti-Christian traditions interest people a lot more now, I would say.
Yeah.
On a pop culture level.
Yeah, agreed.
So maybe that's why Santa's just fallen by the wayside. People are like, we know Santa's mum and dad, so we don't need that in our parade.
Do you reckon it's going to get worse, or do you think it will just die down a little bit after a while? Like, the film's come out. I mean, the film came out, a couple years ago now? Like
2015 or
interest
like a while ago.
Krampus has probably peaked.
Yeah, I feel like.
They'll move on to another thing. Maybe Gruller or whatever.
And they'll get out of hand.
Get out of hand. Exactly. I think that's the thing. People are just interested in... I guess people just like misunderstood characters, don't they? That's it.
Right? They do.
Santa's a bit like, oh, yeah. It's bringing presents again.
Boring.
Then you got Krampus, what's his story?
Why is he like that?
Why is he hitting a child with a tree branch?
Bring on the Disney live action remake. Come on.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well.
Okay, you guys up for a bit of a quiz?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have a Christmas quiz for you, a special Christmas quiz.
Very good.
Of course, the theme is therefore Christmas.
Christmas.
10 questions plus a bonus if we're tied. We'll probably do the bonus anyway, just for fun.
We always do.
Okay, hearing your buzzers. Robin, what have you got for us?
Nice Christmassy themed.
Oh, yeah?
I kind of should have thought about that.
You will be. You will be.
That is Yoda, if I'm not mistaken.
That is Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back. I probably should have gone with a Christmas jingle, but never mind.
No, it's always on at Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've just gone for the video that I discovered this year. That's probably my favourite video of the year.
Okay.
Which we all know all too well.
California Champagne by Paul Masson. Inspired by that same French excellence.
Of course, Drunk Awesome Wells.
Nice. Okay.
Such a great video.
This is a Californian champagne
by Paul Masson. I like the best French champagne, vintage dated.
Fermented. It's in the bottle.
It's the pauses in breath that make that video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does question it do anything?
Question number one.
Okay.
In Canada, what is the postcode for sending letters to Santa?
They have one.
Postcode for sending letters to Santa.
N1, as in North Pole 1.
It's fermented in the bottle.
NP.
That's better. Nice, I like it. No, it's more to do with Santa than that.
Okay.
Think about it's more like a pun, like a punny kind of thing.
A pun.
Yeah. It's not a pun. It's a bit of a jokey.
Oh, I have no idea.
As it's not an actual postcode, of course.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean? You won't reach him.
Don't even.
Could it be something like claws?
No, but along the right lines.
Yeah. Ah, I see.
Something Santa?
No.
Okay.
Might it be S4NT4?
No.
Oh.
But good guess. Alex?
Kris Kringle?
Oh.
No.
But no. It's kind of...
No, it's not that. It's ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
H-O-H-O-H-O.
Boo.
Okay, question number two.
Too clever for us on a day like this.
On a day like this. We might have had a Christmas party last night. We might be slightly rough.
One of us in particular is suffering.
Alex, let's just pause there just to go over what happened to you last night.
What time did you get back
home this morning?
It's not important.
Just wandered around the city, didn't you?
Seven in the morning.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
Got lost.
And you still came in to record this for you guys at home.
That's how committed I am to you guys and to this podcast.
That is madness. When I heard that, I was like, what the hell?
I just thought I could get a train back, but then I realised that...
Trains don't run at night.
The trains don't run past a certain point, so I was just wandering around London.
What you poor thing.
Waiting to get a train back at 6 a.m.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then you're in, so all credit. Yeah. Okay, question number two. In the 12 days of Christmas, what was given on the 11th day?
Oh, nuts.
True love gave to me.
Children in a pear tree. Yeah, we got that one.
The whole thing.
12. Wait, 12 drummers. Is it 12 drummers drumming?
Oh.
Action, please.
Lords are leaping or something.
Oh, real bad.
No.
Lords something?
Piper's piping?
It's Piper's piping. Oh. Yes. Well done. 1-0. Question number three. In Icelandic folklore...
Which
creature is said to roam the countryside eating people who have not received any clothes to wear before Christmas Eve?
The Yule Cat.
The Yule Cat, was brought up earlier.
That was very good. Very good. Yeah. Thinking on the same lines.
I feel like I had an unfair advantage there.
Well, you both heard the story. Share the information
with both
that's
of us.
Very true. Yeah.
Okay, 1-0. Question number four.
Oh.
Which Christmas song finally hit number one in the US charts for the first time ever this week?
In the US charts for the first time ever.
First time
week.
Ever.
A Christmas.
Very famous Christmas song. Never been number one.
White Christmas?
No.
Oh,
champagne has always been celebrated for its sex.
Fairy Tale of New York?
No.
Santa Baby? Not Santa Baby, the other one. Baby, It's Cold Outside?
No.
Oh.
Is it...
Take 3.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
It was.
No way. That never reached number one.
No, it never reached number one. It's the first time this year, this week, it reached number one.
How did that not reach number one in the 90s? Because that's like, that's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. I think people really get into listening to Christmas songs, and maybe the kind of death of the traditional charts has maybe helped it too.
Must be, yeah.
Perhaps.
It's like Ed Sheeran wouldn't be as big as he is if streaming were a thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's the most recent popular Christmas song that's made its way into the higher tiers of Christmas songs?
I would say The Darkness with
I guess so. It was a little while ago, wasn't it? Yeah. Michael Bublé is always quite popular, isn't he?
But he just does covers.
Yeah, exactly. So, or maybe like the who's it by?
Is it Leona Lewis one?
Yeah,
that
there's
one.
That
one's pretty recent.
Which one's that?
Well, I'm not going to sing that.
One More Sleep.
One More Sleep, that was it.
There's that one. Man. And there's one that goes, here,
No, I don't know.
No, okay, that one's quite new as well. It's obviously not that popular.
Doesn't make it good.
No, it's not good. Okay, what's that?
Two-one.
I think we'll go for 2-1. Who officially tracks Santa Claus each year?
Action, please.
Oh, that's so close. Who got that? Who do you think got it first?
Go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know the answer, so...
Okay, I'll say NORAD.
It is NORAD.
Yeah. I did think it was NORAD. I'm not just saying that now, but...
I don't know the answer, but it was NORAD.
America has no problem with this, though. I mean, NORAD lies to the American people every year at Christmas time.
Mm. Mm.
They're not really tracking Santa.
Yeah. Yes.
They're tracking UFOs.
They're tracking you.
You're listening to the or watching the NORAD tracking.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh wow, Santa's right above me. Wait, what? Where is he? I can't see him.
Yeah. Lies. Bloody lies.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. To all.
Okay, question number 6. During the First World War, British, French, and German troops put down their arms and walked across no man's land in order to exchange gifts and even play a game of football. Well, it's debated.
Never mind.
No, that was a buzz. Go for it.
I'm trying to work out what the end of the question was going to be now.
Yeah,
give it a go.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's selling chocolate.
No.
Oh, wow.
Robin gets the first guess then. What year during the war did this happen en masse?
1914
it was, the first year.
When everyone was optimistic.
Exactly. Yeah. There were elements, it did happen a little bit the next year, but they kind of cracked down on it. A lot of the officers did.
For anyone who didn't understand my reference, that was a dig at Sainsbury's who made that Christmas advert that exploited that to sell chocolate.
Yeah, it's quite bad when you think about it.
Mm. Yeah.
All Christmas advertising is bad when you think about it.
Question number 7.
Oof.
In which country was the turkey domesticated?
In which country was the turkey domesticated?
Left field.
That sounds like a trick.
Champagne has always been celebrated.
United States.
No.
Oh. I thought like over here we just let them run.
Because the turkey's from America, isn't it?
Isn't it? I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was domesticated elsewhere.
Is it?
Let's be proud. Britain.
No. Okay. It's in the Americas.
Okay.
Oh, it is in the Americas. Canada?
No.
Okay.
Mexico.
Mexico it is.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fair good enough. Old Mexico.
Mexico. Right. Crazy, mate.
They domesticated turkeys.
So, well done. Three
lucky
cheers
they
for
let
Mexicans.
Them across the border, eh?
Mm. Yeah, they let the turkeys across the border. Three all. In the movie Elf, what is the name of the character played by Will Ferrell?
Oh.
Buddy?
Buddy.
Oh, no, I knew that one.
Buddy is. That's 5-4 to you, Robin. 5-4.
Really? Wow.
5-4?
Okay. That sounds
we haven't done enough questions. It's 4-3.
4-3. That's more like it. Yeah.
No. Oh, goodness. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man. It's all right.
Slightly tired.
Yeah.
Question number 9.
You and he were
buddies, weren't you?
If anyone gets that, all 5 points. Well done.
Yeah.
This is going to
let us know
if you
get that one.
5 points. 5 million points.
Take it. Question number 9. What was the world's first Christmas movie?
The world's first Christmas movie. What was it called? This is a cheat.
I'm probably
wrong, but I'm going to say Holiday Inn.
No.
Darn
Holiday
Inn?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Holiday Road.
I imagine it would be like one of the really short, early
films. Yeah, like silent movie, yeah.
I don't know, I haven't seen this.
Champagne has always been celebrated.
Miracle on that street.
No,
34.
Miracle in New York somewhere.
Let's go for it. Twas the Night Before Christmas?
No.
Is it A Christmas Carol?
No. Mm. No, this one was in 1898.
Gosh.
Old
very
school.
Very early.
with a K, old school.
I thought it would be an early one. Yeah.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa.
I get half a point.
There's no way I'm going to guess this.
Okay. It's just called Santa Claus. Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah. 1898.
Huh. Starring Tim Allen.
Exactly, yeah. Tim Allen's first movie.
Gosh. Well, that's really interesting. Yeah. 1898. I'm guessing it's just a simple classic silent movie where he comes down the chimney and it's like putting presents under the tree and then
imagine so.
Mum comes in and, you know, things get steamy.
Exactly.
Classic and then, Christmas film.
Classic.
So Mummy Kissing Santa Claus was based on that afterwards.
Indeed.
Yeah. Although, yeah. The less said about that, the better. 4-3 still, right?
I don't know.
I think it's 4-3. I think it's 4-3 to you, Robin.
Okay, so. I'll take that.
Question 10. Which fast food establishment is it traditional for people in Japan to go to on Christmas Day?
Really?
What?
Wow.
You really haven't?
I didn't know that. McDonald's?
No.
Good.
Really, guys?
That's a relief.
I thought this was going to be like a quick buzzer first, fastest finger first. I've
not heard of this.
Japan,
they go to a fast food place.
Yeah. It's very traditional.
Like a chain that we would recognize. I genuinely don't know. Not heard of this tradition.
Really?
Champagne has always been celebrated.
For example?
Is it like, I imagine, do they go for there for Christmas, like a Western Christmas dinner or something?
Possibly.
Toby Carvery.
Toby Carvery. Everyone's going to get salmonella. Actually, Toby Carvery's all right, but yeah, there's a risk whether you get food poisoning or not. It's not slander if Toby Carvery wants to sponsor us, then please do. Unlimited gravy.
That is genuinely my guess, though.
That's your guess. Toby Carvery. Okay.
KFC.
Yeah.
It is KFC.
KFC.
Right.
KFC, yeah.
Kentucky Fried Christmas.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah.
What KFC. Do they eat? Is there a particular Christmas
thing? Just bucket. Bucket. Just a whole bucket each. No, I don't know. Man. But I think it's just the standard fried chicken they're into on Christmas.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. How did that come about?
Good question.
That's really interesting. Well done, KFC. That's a pretty big coup.
Oh, they've definitely. Yeah.
That's well done.
They definitely worked their way into that one for sure.
But I mean, because KFC's over here, even the big ones aren't very big. I'm thinking if you've got loads of Japanese families trying to
book a Christmas meal,
I hope they're big enough in Japan to, isn't the restaurants are physically big enough to cater for all the demand.
Exactly. Madness. Okay, 5-3, well done.
That is the
end of the quiz, apart from the bonus question.
Which we might as well do regardless, right? Well done, I mean, it was close.
So the bonus question is, closest wins. How many days between Christmas 2019 and Easter 2020?
I'm not going to swear this out. Brain.
30, 60.
Yeah. Go for it.
90.
you have to kind of know when Easter is as well, right?
121.
Okay.
Yeah, 119.
It's 109. So, Alex, well done. Closest.
Yes. Only 10 out. Well done.
And that was this week's Christmas quiz. How do you guys get on? You do well.
Tell us your scores in the comments below on YouTube in a message to us.
Or a message to us. Yeah, that would do. Or a message to us. Robin's just died on the table, but thank you so much for watching. We're gonna
want to try a free sample.
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
A Patreon episode after this, aren't we?
Yeah. An extra special Patreon episode.
Make sure you tune in for that one.
Yeah.
And we will see you
next time.
Have a lovely Christmas in
2020. Yes. Have a great Christmas, have a happy new year, and may it all bring us joy, peace, and happiness.
Tidings of comfort and joy.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Lots of joy. All the joy.
Hopefully you get some clothes for Christmas.
So the Yule Cat doesn't eat you.
I imagine the Yule Cat, does the Yule Cat eat your existing clothes if you don't get new ones?
Good question.
Is it?
That's really interesting. We'll have to look into that one.
Yeah. And enjoy your Christmas KFC wherever you are,
especially in Japan.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.